prison. Let's look at it carefully. First of all, he will say, let's open this knot, because it's a little bit complicated. Let's open it up. Look at him, how he opens it up. First of all, I am the base. With me, you will compare this and that and that. Then he will go to animal kingdom. That he made me the measure. He made me the base of the test for animals. Let's go to the things, not the animals. Let's say that I am that instrument that the goldsmith. You remember the goldsmith we talked about, this complication of agle, we talked about that agle means a knot, and ole means a complicated knot. So he's opening the knot. He's explaining what intelligence is. How? He went to an instrument, a chemical stuff, which will show you that this is gold or not. Then what? Then he said, to the good I act as guide. The dry branches I rip off. Then what? Logically, it's supposed to go to the other one. And to the bad, I am the best instrument of destruction. How about that? But he wouldn't mention that. He'd say, the good people, I will guide them. But he will not talk about the bad people who are his closest friend. Yes, I will lead these good people. Like what? He goes back to a very simple stuff, which makes sense to a peasant, and to you it shouldn't make sense, because you know that if there is a wolf which will give birth to a young antelope, genetically something went wrong, and we studied and we know that if we put bone and the grass in front of that animal, it will go to neither, because that animal needs milk. But this is how everything should be done, like this, chuck, 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 chuck. Simple stuff, and these are our, like just the opening you will hear from the people that will start the negotiation of logic, and they will say, the best thing we ever did is to find the logic, and we have to be the logical fellow, and it turned out that the base of it was the dialectic of material, which was the base of communism, that old stuff. Then what? Then he came to something which is always the defense of intelligence, that good and bad are mixed together here, of course. But we always say that, don't forget, good is good. What is bad? Absence of goodness is bad. Bad is not like that. A lot of time, honesty is good, absence of honesty is bad. That's cheating, that's absence. That's something that we'll talk about a lot in book 6, inshallah. Yes.
Offer grass and bones. Offer the food of the flesh and the food of the spirit. If he seeks the food of the flesh, he is bobtailed. And if he desires the food of the spirit, he is a chief. If he serves the body, he is an ass. And if he goes into the sea of the spirit, he will find pearls. Although these two, good and evil, are different, yet these two are in one work.
Please change that word pearl. It's not pearl. It's essence. It's johar, and in Persian is gohar, means essence.
The prophets offer devotions. The enemies offer lusts. How should I make the good man bad? I am not God. I am a prompter. I am not their creator. Should I make the fair foul? I am not the Lord. I am a mirror for the foul and the fair. The Hindu burnt a mirror in vexation, saying, "This causes a man to look black-faced. He has made me an informer and truth-teller, that I may tell where the ugly one is and where the beautiful. I am a witness. How is prison for a witness? I do not deserve prison. God is the witness. Wherever I see a fruitful sapling, I phosphor diligently like a nurse. Wherever I see a sour and dry tree, I cut it down, in order that the musk may be delivered from the dung. The dry says to the gardener..."
Hold it, now we are going to hear a lot about the dry. What is the base of his logic here? Usefulness. He says, "I don't do anything. I'm useful. First of all, God created me and is using me to show who is good, who is bad. I'm very useful in helping good people. I'm very useful in this and that." And do we have anything against that? No. Of course intelligence is useful. We are talking about the user. Who is user of that useful stuff? There should be a user, not by itself. And the user is me, the breath. And I look at this stuff, I say, yes, he's very useful, but very dangerous as well. And I know something else which has nothing to do with usefulness and is always the best. And that stuff could not be found here within him. That's sacrifice. What is sacrifice? What is the meaning of the word sacrifice?
To make holy, literally. Literally, to make holy, sacrificial.
Mm-hmm. Means?
To give it.
Means to give up something for something better. That's the sacrifice. Sacrifice is not when you give something bad. You should give something good to receive something better. Right? What about this knowledge stuff? Here we are facing the opposite stuff. He is giving something good to take away the better one. It's just the opposite. So he's trying to play the game in a way that you will be fooled around. You will forget about the main question and you will accept all these different usefulness of intelligence that we don't deny. Have you ever said it's not useful? Even now we are trying to use it. Even for shutting it down, we try to use it to use itself. Because this one being shut down is no good. This one being shut down voluntarily is good. That's the fact. That's when we grow up, when we realize that, shut this down and go to the better level. We discover kindness and love. So, do not forget the subject. He is offering something good to deny you the better one and is claiming that, oh, it's the opposite. So he's talking about a rotten branch, a dried out branch of the tree, and now you will see that that rotten branch of the tree is a very stupid fellow who is against the improvement of the universe because he's objecting himself being caught, and will converse with the gardener that, why you caught me? I was here, I gave you the fruit, remember, I was good, and blah, blah, blah. Let's hear from the dry branch.
Whenever I see a fruitful sapling, I foster diligently like a nurse. Whenever I see a sour and dry tree, I cut it down in order that the musk may be delivered from the dung. The dry says to the gardener, O young man, why do you cut off my head without fault? The gardener says, Be silent, O evil-natured one. Is not your dryness sin enough in you? The dry says, I am straight, I am not crooked. Why are you cutting me without guilt? The gardener says, Had you been blessed, would that you were crooked, you were moist. You would have drawn...
Does it make sense? No, because here moist is a little bit funny. We are talking about a branch dried out or not dried. Not to be dry, in Persian language, is tar. And amazingly, tar is parallel to other word which is taze, means new. Tar o taze means a vivid living plant. So that's tar. It's more alive, because this dry means dead branch. So it should, you should put a word over there to give you the life over there. And because of that water, he will step out and he will go to the water of life, which is the base of life. Remember that water that Alexander watered, but Khodar drunk, and he will never die, he is always taro taze, he is always alive, he will go to that, which is water of life, yes?
You would have drawn the water of life, you would have been steeped in the water of life. Your seed and your root were bad, and you have not been joined to a good tree. If the sour branch be joined to a sweet one, that sweetness will strike on its nature.
See, this is really exactly how a very intelligent, let's say, leans toward the science and the materialist, in a way, will explain everything to you. First of all, he brought in the dried out branch. Will be caught? Yes, it objects. He will say, why are you cutting me? I'm straightforward, I'm not crooked. The gardener will say, I wish you were crooked, but alive, you're dead. If you were alive, you would absorb the water of life, blah, blah, blah. Then he will jump to something else. Say, your seed has been worse. Why? Because a branch died out, and amazingly, it's not the tree, it's a branch of the tree. If the seed is bad, all the branches should be bad. But you will not even go there. He is blaming that dried out branch, he's blaming this, blaming that. Why? Just to deviate blame from himself. As simple as that. He'd rather look at this paragraph, two-page verses. What do you see? You don't see even one important stuff to highlight and say, yes, this is important, this is valuable. He jumps from branch to branch to branch to branch to say that, okay, let's mix it up. Let me put it this way. The bad people, they are bad. That's why they are attracted to the bad stuff I offer. I offer bone and grass, and this fellow loves the grass. Is it my fault?